Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Anal Training. This is intended as a fun, pleasurable, and hypnotic way to explore yourself down below. While some people are more familiar with this part than others, this is very much intended to be a light and gentle, to allow you to explore your anal pleasure as comfortable as possible. As such, there are a few things that you can do to be ready for this. It will help to feel clean, to have washed yourself. Your lower half should be exposed, since having to work your way past clothing can be very uncomfortable. And because there is no self-lubrication in that area, it is very important to have some lube ready, especially some water-based lube. Lastly, a toy can be incredibly practical, since it can be somewhat of an awkward place for fingers to be used. Also, a condom can be a very easy and practical way to protect both the toy and yourself. Are you ready? Do you have all these things prepared? Very good. Now, there are roughly three different positions that you could do this in, or any other that you can think of yourself. You can lay down on your back with your knees up. You could lay on your side, or you could be on your knees leaning down, almost like doggy style, but with your shoulders even further down. Whichever position you choose, allow yourself to get comfortable in that position. And similarly, depending on the shape of your body, the flexibility of your arms, your back, it's okay to adjust or to find different ways to reach the parts that you want to reach. Now, since you're in position, we're going to begin with the stimulation. Before you start touching, I'd like you to focus on this part of your body. The curve, the sensitivity of it, the current way it feels. Allow yourself to appreciate how you are, how your body is, and maybe even feel a bit of excitement in anticipation of what is about to happen. Let's see how sensitive you are. Apply a bit of lubrication to your fingertips. Be careful not to spill any. And when you have something on two or three fingers, feel free to reach down and to apply that lube liberally on your ass. And feel what is most comfortable for you of how to move, via the front or via the back, whichever way you choose. Allow yourself to find a way in which you are comfortable touching. And as you apply this lubrication, you may find it fun to circle yourself, slowly teasing and increasing the sensitivity. And the more you do, the more easy it will become to feel what you're doing. Imagine this as a way to tease and tempt yourself. If you were to do this training more often, you can even see it as a bit of denial before you allow a toy to slide in deep or your fingers to penetrate. You simply tease on the outside, making you and your body crave to be filled down there. Now, the anal opening is very used to being closed. While you're stimulating it, you may find yourself relaxing into it, almost pressing towards your own touch. And if you do, try to slide the tip of a finger ever so slightly inside. And remember that at any point you can apply more lubrication if you want to make it even more smooth and comfortable. You may find that it's surprisingly easy to slide a single finger inside. If you're gentle with yourself, even without any practice, the size of a single finger is very comfortable for your anal muscles. And once you get used to the tip or even more of your finger, you might find yourself naturally moving back and forth. Now, unlike other places, it tends to be nice not to let anything slide out all the way. Rather, moving in and out in smaller motions until you're completely relaxed. It's easier to enjoy the stimulation from simple thrusts. Now, while you keep going, you can let yourself drift inside that pleasure, embracing the new and enjoyable aspects of the sensations as you get more and more comfortable. If you are ready, you can gently allow a second finger to join the first. Take your time with this. There is no rush and no expectation. Your body will tell you when it's ready. And remember, more lube helps. The more comfortable you get, the more easy it becomes. The nicer it starts to feel as well. While you do this, you could imagine it being done to you by someone else. or maybe having stimulation done in different ways, by toy, or perhaps other body parts. Would you imagine them rubbing or teasing, going back and forth, or maybe sliding in ever so slightly? The more you relax, the more comfortable it becomes. Now, how you continue at this stage very much depends on your body. If two fingers happens with ease, if gentle thrusts start to make you moan or make you feel really good, perhaps you want to try a third finger, or maybe you want to gently get the toy that you prepared earlier. If you do, use a lot of lube on the toy itself. It's no problem if some of the lube drips off, but it is very important that you get it nice and slippery before you insert it. Now, if the toy is ready, if it's all nice and lubed up, take your time to prepare this. Remember that at no point is there any rush. Once you're ready, you can place the tip of the toy against the opening, allowing your muscles to relax, but also allowing yourself to tease a little bit back and forth. It may take a moment before you find the angle and the pressure that feels right. It doesn't need to go in yet. You can just let it tease on the outside so you feel comfortable. And once you are more comfortable, once you feel a wonderfully deep craving inside to have it in, you can adjust, angle the toy so that it feels like it's pointing straight in, and then provide a very gentle pressure. The pressure could be so soft that it is your body itself opening around the toy rather than pushing the toy in. This part can take a little while to get used to, but once the tip of the toy is in, slow thrusts tend to be very nice. You might even be surprised how easy it gets once you have a certain comfort. And it doesn't matter how big or small the toy is. It's all about learning to accept it, to allow your muscles to relax and open up to it. And then, as you get more comfortable, you can begin to thrust. And when you begin to thrust, you may get rapidly surprised by the sensation. It can be a lot more pleasurable than you'd expect. Even with your own body providing the motion, you might feel yourself leaning into it. If that happens, you're definitely on the right path. And similarly, if the toy slips out a little, this is okay. Give yourself time to slide it back in, to open up and feel the pleasure welcoming it inside. Once you begin moving in and out, gentle thrust, reminding yourself to not let the toy get out too much. You really can get into a rhythm. This part of the anal training is some of the best, because all that build-up is helping you to feel good. As you do this, maybe you imagine someone taking you or someone teasing you. Maybe you just like the sensation on its own, how it feels different from somewhere else. Stimulation all over your body allows you to feel different sensations. Some people even can build up to an edge or even a release purely through anal stimulation. I wonder how high you will build up with your body. And it doesn't matter if you want to hold the toy still while you rock back and forth, or if you find some way to move the toy yourself, whether it's fast or slow, deep or shallow, all that matters is that it feels right for you. One thing that does happen to a lot of people is that as they get more aroused, as they get more into it, their motions begin to speed up a little, almost as if they unconsciously crave the intensity. Of course, it's important to let your body dictate the desires, and as it feels those desires, as it gets more comfortable, allow it to feel what it feels. There is no rush, no obligation. Training is a process of improvement. If you were already an expert, you wouldn't be training. And remember that you can adjust your position or your body at any time. If you get tired of one, maybe shifting to your side or your back or in a doggy style position will help. Every different position has a different sensation. Your body can let you feel good this way. And as you're training, as you're practicing, the more you do it, the better it becomes. Now, in a moment when this file ends, you can choose if you want to continue with your training and allow the stimulation to build, be it with or without my voice. Or you can choose to give your body some rest and train more later. Explore it at your own pace. Be nice to your body and give it time to adjust. Listening to it will help you feel more pleasure. And I hope you can enjoy every thrust. Deep. And nice. Every thrust teasing you, tempting you, to go further and faster, or to even edge until you can't edge no more. Thrust with pleasure and wonderful enjoyment. Thrust in your exploration and your enjoyment of this anal training. Go on and give in and thrust yourself to pleasure. Each one, each thrust, feeling a little better than the last. Thrust and have fun.